This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 45th anniversary celebrations of the Art of Living in Bengaluru at 11 a.m. and also inaugurate the newly constructed Dhyan Mandir at the Art of Living International Centre. Details on this from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the devotees of Art of Living Foundation and inaugurate the newly constructed Dhyan Mandir, our meditation hall at the premises. He will also launch the year-long projects of the foundation on mental well-being, rural development, nature conservation and social transformation. Before proceeding to Art of Living International Centre, the Prime Minister will address the BJP leaders and workers at HAL Airport. The leader of the opposition Karnataka Legislative Assembly, R. Ashoka, has informed that the Prime Minister will be honoured with Mysore Peta and silk shawl for the party's recent electoral victory, and around 15,000 people will attend this meeting. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Bengaluru.
Thereafter, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will travel to Hyderabad. At around 3 p.m., he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate the multiple development projects worth around 9,400 crore rupees in the state. The founder of TVK, C. Joseph Vijay, is to be sworn in today as the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu. The swearing-in ceremony is being held at Nehru Indoor Stadium. State Governor Vishwanath Arlekar to administer the oath of office to Mr. Vijay. According to party sources, 9 ministers are also to be sworn in along with him. Elaborate arrangements have been made for the swearing-in ceremony. The centre has moved to significantly strengthen protections for outsourced and contractual workers engaged across central ministries, departments, autonomous bodies and central public sector enterprises through a new set of procurement-linked compliance measures under the Labour Codes. By linking labour law compliance directly with eligibility for government contracts and bidding, the measures seek to curb delays in wage payments and defaults in statutory dues affecting contract workers. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully conducted an extensive long-duration test of its actively cooled full-scale scramjet combustor in Hyderabad. Ministry of Defence said that the test achieved a run time of over 1,200 seconds, surpassing the earlier 700 seconds test held in January this year. The successful test positions India at the forefront of advanced aerospace capabilities and continuously emerging war technologies. It also validates both the combustor design and the capabilities of the state-of-the-art test facility, strengthening India's hypersonic cruise missile development program. The Navy of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has warned that any attack on Iranian oil tankers or commercial vessels would trigger a strong retaliatory strike against U.S. military bases and ships in the region. The statement was issued in a social media post following recent intermittent clashes between Iranian and U.S. forces in and around the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. forces have reportedly attacked several Iranian ships and oil tankers. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump said he expects to receive a message from Iran as uncertainty continues over the progress of nuclear negotiations. The U.S. has proposed to increase the minimum wages paid to hire an employee under the H-1B visa program by 30% over the previously fixed limits, a move the administration claims will help prevent foreigners from undercutting salary of U.S. nationals. The new rule seeks to increase the minimum wages for 4 categories, from the entry level to the most experienced, contending that the existing wage levels were fixed 20 years ago and failed to adequately protect U.S. workers. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall today in parts of Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Places over Chhattisgarh and Gangetic West Bengal are expected to experience thunder squall today. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Rajasthan Royals by 77 runs. In another match, Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Mumbai Indians will clash at Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.